Gesture if you got them. Okay, R and L. Well, President Obama met the Dalai Lama, or at least that's what he told his wife. Okay, I'll try it again. President Obama met the Dalai Lama, at least that's where he told his wife he was going. Okay, it doesn't work that way either. Well, what do you know?
Not much.
Okay.
Live from Little Rock, Arkansas to Columbus, Ohio, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Okay, that proves it.
That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, Little Failure author Gary Steingart, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who will not take $19 billion for his app, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, sir. Hold it down. By the way, do we have any billionaires here? Any 20-year-old billionaires? Okay. All right. Just curious. You can't tell anymore. A kid in a hoodie could be a billionaire, you know. So I'm nice to everybody. That's what I do. Yeah, so you tell your wife you're going out to see the Dalai Lama, you know. I'm just trying to imagine what that's like. Say, honey, where are you going? Dalai Lama. What's she going to say? You can't? You know, because what if you are? What if it actually is a Dalai Lama you're going to see? That's all I'm saying. What do you say? Hello, Dolly. And you bring her back a saffron scarf, and boom, case closed. Okay, never mind. The Chinese, of course, were upset because they make a knockoff Dalai Lama. Inflatable, actually. And you have to go right up to it to see that. Yeah. Squeeze it. Okay, in other news, Ted Nugent does not meet the Dalai Lama. And please, no more rocker Ted Nugent, okay? Off his rocker, Ted Nugent, fine. Someday he'll pick his teeth with a loaded squirrel gun, and that will be that. We're hoping around here, of course, Ted will come up to Wisconsin to help with Scott Walker's campaign. That'll help. Hey, you know, his real name was Tad Nugget. Hence the guns, you know. Anyhow, in the art history gate scandal, President Obama apologizes for saying Caravaggio's use of chiaro oscuro was gratuitous. Thank you very much. Someone else took art history 101, I can see. Okay. That's all I got out of 101. Caravaggio and chiaro oscuro. Something about diagonal lights. Okay. That's all I got. I'm just saying. That and one too many Mary and the Babies. Boy, there are a lot of Mary and the Babies paintings. They're all pretty good, but come on, enough already. It's a Renaissance. Do something else. Anyway, the president apologized for saying that you're better off getting a job than taking art history. That's basically what it was. But we've all seen want ads filled with art historians wanted. So there. In the Olympics, $50 billion and the Russians lose on their own ice. They're calling it Putin's folly. Next, they'll be selling us Siberia really cheap. That'll be the next thing. U.S. is, of course, raking in the bronze, and from a distance, they look gold. Oh, the humiliation. You got to stand in the number three spot and look up at some Canuck jumping up and down. I don't grudge Canada, though. I mean, what else have they got? You know, heated steering wheels, strong beer, and Saskatoon. That's it. So, let them win a medal here and there. The Cossacks whipping Pussy Riot with horse whips has been made a trial event at the Olympics. That's what you gotta like about the Russians. They stay with the basics. The horse whips. But, you know, I'm Pussy Riot. I want Cossacks with horse whips in the video. I mean, it couldn't have been any better for the video. Unbelievable. Well, thank you very much for that. Please don't do sound effects during the monologue on the piano. Let's see then. They know what to do with rock stars, though, the Russians. She said Ted Nugent over there, and let the Russians deal with it. Let's see, a Salt Lake City woman who bought $565 worth of offensive T-shirts to keep them off the backs of kids plans to wash them without separating them. Okay. Her revenge, get it? Okay. North and South Korean families reuniting cannot seem to find their uncles.
I got that one.
Thank you. Yeah. You and... All right. Their auntie's doing pretty well, though. There's a new Edward Snowden action figure, which brandishes a thumb drive. Snowden was elected rector at the University of Glasgow, but got almost as many votes for rectum. It was this close. Seems like a big deal, but the only candidates for rector at Glasgow were Snowden and Woody Allen. Scientists have discovered that a man's and a dog's brains are nearly identical, just dogs keep theirs a lot cleaner. What?
Huh? I wasn't going to say it.
Okay. Ruling on the power of the presidency, the Supreme Court... This is really stellar. Okay, we're going to do this with sound effects next time. Okay? Try it again. Ruling on the power of the presidency, the Supreme Court finds that executive authority is pretty much like parental discretion. Illusory. Okay, a little politics that doesn't work either. Let's try scientists, more scientists. Other scientists this time conclude that sitting is a disease, but it's not the sitting down, it's the getting up, as anyone can tell you. For many over 60, I hear... sitting is a good compromise between standing and falling over. A lot of complications from falling over. There's a plan to split California into 6 ungovernable states. It's advancing right now. I've tried it. Ka-la-for-n-ia. That's 5. Ka-laf-or-ni-a. 5. Can't be done. 5 states. You can do. Mark Zuckerberg gives another kid in jeans and a hoodie $19 billion for an app. The very white-sounding app, WhatsApp. Meanwhile, the black app, what's up? Nothing. I'm just saying. I almost got into this. I actually invested heavily in an app that was called App Yours. It's gone nowhere. You know, I cannot relate to today's billionaires. You know, they don't seem to spend it once they get it. What do they do with it? They don't dress any differently. Still wearing the same schmata, as we would call it in my league. Anyhow. Let's see now. The post office announces a Steve Jobs stamp will power snail mail, ironically. Brett Favre looks at Johnny Manziel, sees a young Brett Favre. Johnny Manziel looks at an old Brett Favre, sees a good reason to learn a trade. Other than art history, of course. And here in Wisconsin, thousands of Governor Scott Walker's emails released will be collected for his presidential book, How Do You Tell a Democrat from a Hole in the Wall? That's all the news that isn't, and not a moment too soon. Thank you so much. Now we're going to pass these out, and you can consider them on the way home, on your long drives home, and see what you can get out of that.